first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jerry Bodemar explores the impact of saying, I don't know.
Recently, I've taken to shortening the phrase, I don't know, to IDK. I always get a thrill when someone says, I don't know, especially if spoken by someone in an authority role, a doctor, professor, expert, or even a parent. As Rebecca Solnit writes, we know less when we erroneously think we know than when we recognize that we don't. I agree with her. The IDK attitude opens our minds to wonderings and possibilities, subtleties and nuances, new paths to explore in our minds and hearts. We need more IDK in our world and our lives. Not knowing means being open to other viewpoints and more able to walk in another's shoes, to be curious enough to ask questions of a friend or family member that may help them and you better understand each other. Not knowing leaves a potent space of silence or mystery that allows, perhaps, a voiceless one to speak or wonder out loud. This is good and needed in our world. So try it out. Put IDK in your medicine bag to notice and practice. May it open new doors and bring in the gifts of truly listening.
Jerry Bodemar keeps discovering the gifts of listening and of not knowing. If you would like to share your opinion or story, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.